As we continue with the prayers of the church, we're going to do so by uplifting. Another way to recognize a good shepherd is just to pray through Psalm 23. And we're actually going to do that, put that into practice. I'd suggest doing that at home as well. So this is the format that we're going to do this with, and you're invited to rise as we offer these prayers. Let us pray to God Almighty for people everywhere in their various needs, for the church around the world, for all who are near and dear to us, and then for ourselves.
The Lord is my shepherd.
We pray, O Lord, that wherever people are calling out to you, wanting for food, clothing, or shelter, that you will awaken in us and in government and social agencies care and compassion. Thus may the blessings you have showered on this planet be shared with them, bringing you all the praise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
Sovereign God, we pray for all people who are suffering under the ravages of war between nations, civil unrest and revolution, and terror from extremists of all stripes. Raise up leaders who will work for peace and justice and will seek ways of reconciliation. Move government leaders to look in empathy on all who are denied basic human rights. Lead them to make decisions to restore calm and human dignity for all people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
He leads me in the path of righteousness.
For his name's sake.
O Holy Spirit, we pray for the church here and around the world. Grant opportunity for clergy and lay leaders to share the good news. Strengthen those who trust in Jesus and leading many to their Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Lord Jesus, hear us as we pray for those we know who are calling out to you for healing of body or mind, who face this day with sudden crises, are enduring long-term illness, or are looking through tears of sorrow. Lord, especially look upon those that we silently name in our hearts right now. Grant each person days of health, relief, and comfort as you accompany them on their journey. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Heavenly Father, grant strong faith to us and all who come to the Lord's Supper this day. Give us the blessings of life and salvation that flow from our Savior's body and blood. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Jesus, your Son, our Lord, in whose name we pray.
Amen.